Well, howdy guys. Now here's a story about a place called Pattaya, Thailand. Oh, I used to know that place quite well. Now it's a must-see if you go to Thailand. But I wouldn't stay there too long, because it's not Thailand whatsoever. But I've known some expats that actually lived and died in Pattaya, thinking that was actually Thailand. It isn't. Anyway, this 34-year-old husband who was British was found dead in his rented place, and he was staying there with his British wife, who was 21. Apparently he was dealing in cannabis. Now it is kind of legal in Thailand, but it's very regulated. I think you can be a cannabis farmer in Thailand, but there's a lot of greasing of the political wheels there. Apparently this guy had a partner who hadn't heard from him for a while. So he went to the place where he lived. For whatever reason, when he went in, he started recording. The place looked like there had been an altercation. He found traces of blood, quite a large knife, and the body of his business partner, with a knife wound to his chest. Apparently he had been dead about 6 hours. He also found the wife, who looked like she'd been stoned out of her mind. Of course, he called the police. And the police also are wondering why the wife did not call the police before. She's denied doing anything and that she thinks he committed suicide because she said he wanted to harm himself. You know, throughout my life, every time a female has been caught, their first reaction is to lie. Just look at all the police cam videos. First reaction is to lie. When a female gets caught cheating by her husband or boyfriend, she lies, or maybe even gets angry or violent. When she's confronted with DNA tests that he's not the father, she continues to lie, even with cast iron proof. I believe this female knows exactly what happened. She is just not going to say, because it makes her look bad. And you know it's going to be coming. She will say he was a controlling, abusive, violent man. That's usually always the defense. But the truth is far different. It probably was a volatile relationship, maybe even violent. But somebody stabbed this person in the chest with a knife. And to me, I think it's very unlikely he did it himself. Throughout my lifetime, I've seen females get away with actually murder. What about those females who wait for the person to go to sleep and then cut his dick off or just stab him or shoot him? They still try to use the self-defense, and society allows it. You know, all I really want is to see is justice. Equal justice. I'm a very old guy. And I know full well, throughout my experience, females are born liars. They have a hard time admitting they've done something wrong. Thai police aren't as woke as you think. I hope they really do find out what really went on, and somebody pays, because somebody has died. I know it's only a male, of course, but I want the same justice, as if it was the other way round, and a female was laying dead with a knife wound to her chest. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think, eh? You take it easy now. Swadikrap.